It's 4:32 for WFYI News. I'm Marianne Holland. Carmel's new Palladium will celebrate its grand opening this weekend with free tours and musical performances Saturday and Sunday. A public ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday. Sunday, a free open house will take place from 11 to 6. John Huey is a spokesperson for the Center for the Performing Arts. He says the Palladium is expecting strong turnout for this weekend's events.
We are getting bombarded with people that are so excited to experience the Palladium. And this is the first weekend when it's entirely open and free for the public to come in, not only to hear how wonderful the hall sounds, but the architecture is just exquisite.
Huey says a number of headlining artists will be coming to the Palladium during its first year, including the Cleveland Symphony, Vince Gill, and the Vienna Boys Choir. The debate is underway at the State House on education reform. Some efforts to boost school and teacher accountability are being met with resistance by the Indiana State Teachers Association. Its president, Nate Schnellenberger, says comparisons between public and private schools don't take into account their different student bodies.
We take any student who shows up at the front door, regardless of their physical situation, their mental situation, their financial situation, and we do our absolute best every day with those students. Private schools do have the ability not to take in all students.
Schnellenberger was a guest on WFYI's Radio's No Limits show coming up next Thursday at noon. No Limits will discuss innovations in Indiana education. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.